Hi, I'm Jack Jalia, and this is Suburban Cincinnati. First for the cover story, try to keep up. Recent restaurant openings, closings, and what's coming soon. If you're getting bored with your restaurant choices, though I don't see how, considering how many new places have opened in the last year and more, there are plenty more to try, and by the time you've tried those, more will have opened. I've rounded up recent new openings and some to look forward to. Plus, there are others that are gone, but a little math shows the final balances, more restaurants. Now open. Lo Santi. Anthony and Haley Steak of Crown Republic had the opportunity to take over the space across the street from Washington Park that was Anchor OTR. "When are you going to get a better location than that?" said Anthony. They decided to turn it into a steakhouse because OTR didn't have one. 1401 Race Street, over the Rhine, 513-246-4213. For more information, go to losantiotr.com. That's losantiotr.com. Caruso's Ristorante and Bar. This new Fairfield restaurant is offering a menu that splits the difference between familiar Italian-American classics and a more upscale, straight-from-Italy approach. The partners are Mike Sage, back home from California, where he worked for Facebook, and his old college roommate, Bram Stewie. They have taken over Stewie's father's restaurant group. Rakan Stewie opened Spinning Fork, and, back in the 70s and 80s, Caproni's and Caruso's downtown. Bram was recently executive chef at Jeff Ruby's. The Caruso's menu is still a work in progress, but it includes wood-fired pizzas, pastas made by hand in-house, ribollita soup, antipasto salad, chicken parmesan, bresaola, salmon, and steaks. The restaurant is at 6765 Dixie Highway, Fairfield. For more information, call 513-889-3210 or go to carusocincinnati.com. That's carusocincinnati.com. Parlor on 7th. This casual restaurant takes over the former Alto Pizzeria next door to Braxton in Covington. I've had lunch there, and can say it looks more like a sports bar than a parlor, but their black-eyed pea soup and Cuban sandwich are both very good. General Kitchen was designed to make pizza, so Chef Mike Sheeman has been figuring out how to use cast-iron skillets in the ovens to make a hearty, gastropub-style menu, including smoked meat, southern-style dishes, beer cheese, and other items that use Braxton beer. There are also lots of Cincinnati sausages, made by local butcher Wassler Meats. Parlor on 7th is on 43 West 7th Street in Covington. For more information, call 859-993-4700 or visit parloronseventh.com. Citrus and Sago. Anyone remember the wonderful food at Straits of Malacca in Mason? One of the owners behind it, Paul Liu, has opened a much smaller catering business and cafe in Mount Lookout. He is from Malaysia and makes the food of his native country, which combines many influences from Cantonese, Malay, and South Indian to European. The small menu at the cafe includes a few appetizers, like chicken, curry puff, barbecue pork buns, and pork dumplings. Entrees include roast duck, sweet and spicy chili shrimp, grilled steak, curry chicken, Hainanese chicken, and barbecue pork. You can also buy the meats by the pound, or the bird to take home. Citrus and Sago is on 1004 Delta Avenue in Mount Lookout. For more information, call 513-321-0982 or visit citrusandsago.com. That's CITRUS and SAGO.com. Hop Ping Hog. This is the latest from the Hewitt Restaurant Group, which is always trying out something new at the original Hewitt location on Court Street. The experiment this time is with familiar, inexpensive Chinese-American classics. You could call Chinese comfort food. Orange chicken, kung pao shrimp, General Tso's chicken, beef broccoli, drunken pork and noodle dishes like lo mein and pork wonton soup. Currently open for lunch, dinner to come. Hop Ping Hog is at 2029 East Court Street, downtown. There's always something new in coffee shops. Black Coffee Lounge is dedicated to black coffee and community. It's from Means Cameron and Marcus Irvin, who owns Black Owned, the clothing store next door. It's open to everyone, but they celebrate black culture with Wakanda coffee and Matunda juices and host woke shop community conversations, art shows, and performances. There are sandwiches and pastries, some of them vegan. Black Coffee Lounge is at 824 Elm Street, downtown. For more information, call 513-802-5228. Unitaza serves coffee from a coffee plantation in Honduras. Pastries to go with it, and a few dishes that borrow from Honduran flavors and ingredients. That includes a couple of soups, some salads named for Dayton landmarks, the Belmont and the Merchant. Their belada, like a little quesadilla, is a straight-up Honduran favorite. The owner, Alexandra Flores, also organizes touristic trips to the coffee plantation in Honduras, where she sources her coffee. Unitaza is on 620 6th Avenue in Dayton, Kentucky. For more information, call 859-261-8292 or visit unitazacoffee.com. That's UNATAZA coffee.com. The opportunities to drink beer keep on coming. Dead Low Brewery takes its name from a river term. Dead Low is the depth any particular boat needs to safely navigate a river. This new brewery is closed to the river in California. This new brewery is close to the river in California, very close to River Bend, but also a community destination, with a complete, quite full menu, and with wine and cocktails and kombucha as well. The kitchen, headed by Chef Scotty Behrens, offers beer-friendly dishes such as chicken wings, beer cheese and pretzels, cuterie, roasted Brussels, burgers, falafel, shrimp po' boy, ribs, and pork porterhouse. There is even a kids' menu, since breweries have turned into big family gathering spots. Dead Low Brewery is on 5959 Kellogg Avenue in California. For more information, call 513-800-1231 or visit deadlowbrewing.com. There are always more places to drink beer all the time. Braxton Brewer, which has already been a tap room and a lab, has opened a barrel room where 20 beers are on tap. There's a big patio and a storage facility for aging beer and barrels. They have started a private barrel program where customers can oversee their own barrel-aged beer, from creating the flavor profile to aging it and bringing it home in bottles. Even the zoo now has beer. Hop's Craft Beer Garden is open, overlooking the future kangaroo exhibit. They have local beer on tap, along with rotating craft beer from everywhere else. Food includes artisanal pizza, roasted vegetables, beer cheese, and pretzels. speaking of outdoor gardens, boasts Taft's Ale House in OTR and Barleycorn's in Cold Springs have added outdoor seating areas. There might still be a little time to enjoy them this season. A couple of new-to-the-area chain restaurants. Vinaigrette Salad Kitchen opens in Kenwood in August. It's based in Lexington, where there are four locations, plus one in Louisville. It serves salads, assembled when you order, so customizable, but some of their specials are bluegrass blackberry, harvest kale, BLT Deluxe, and Acapulco Caesar, plus soups and lemonade. Vinaigrette Salad Kitchen is open from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Sunday. Vinaigrette Salad Kitchen is at 7747 Kenwood Road. For more information, call 513-725-0280. Chicken Salad Chicks. That's what they serve. Chicken salad with many variations, from classic and Old South to lemon basil, buffalo, or jalapeno versions, served as a salad or sandwich. There's also pimento cheese, BLTs, egg salad, and sides with a real southern potluck feel, including broccoli salad and grape salad. It's in the Snyder Commons Shopping Center at 6209 Snyder Road. More are planned for Anderson and Oakley. Also, the second local Buzzed Bull Creamery opens November 5th, bringing nitrogen-frozen ice cream that can be mixed with alcohol to Mainville. It's at 6052 Ohio 48. The Donut Hole by Milton's Donuts replaced the Donut House in Westchester. This is a third location for Milton's Donuts of Middletown. The Donut Hole is at 8268 Princeton Glendale Road. Baker's Table in Newport has added dinner, and High Grain Brewing Company in Silverton has added brunch. Agave and Rye, the taco restaurant in Covington that has really taken off with a spurt of growth, has opened in Liberty Township at Fountain View Drive. It's their fourth opening this year. Closings and replacements. Unfortunately, not everyone makes it out there, though there haven't been a lot of closures recently. Here are some restaurants and bars that are no more. CHX, the fried chicken nugget restaurant next to Three Points Brewery downtown, has closed to the public, though the space will be used for functions at the brewery. 8th and English, in O'Brien'sville, which took over a sort of cursed space in the corner of Madison and O'Brien, closed after 2.5 years. Postmark in Clifton closed as a restaurant, but will continue to operate as an event and catering space. Two Anchors in Hyde Park Square closed. Teller's closed in August. Cock and Bull on the corner of Erie and Edwards also closed in May. The other locations of the pub have not closed, and the owners plan to open something different, a little more upscale, in the space. Sorrento's and its piano lounge in Reading closed after 57 years. Not the pizzeria in Norwood. It's being replaced by Strong's Brick Oven Pizza, with a planned opening in December. The establishment in Oakley has changed owners and has reopened with Smoked Out Cincy offering barbecue. Smoke, the southern restaurant in Fairfield, has closed. The farm stand's second location at Wooden Cask Brewery in Newport is gone, replaced by Drunken Hog. Trevor Gorman and David Beckmeyer have been doing pop-ups and catering with their mobile barbecue setup. Now they'll be open permanently in the brewery. Pulled pork, chicken smoked sausage, and side items, plus more meat on the weekend. Drunken Hog is at 629 York Street in Newport. For more information, go to woodencask.com. Landlocked Social House in Walnut Hills has closed. In Coming Soon, E&O Asian Kitchen is opening as a second location downtown, on the corner of 7th and Walnut. Once an upscale bar, it should be open by the end of the year with a menu of Asian Latin dishes and their popular Brussels sprout salad. Emilio Enoteca, which used to operate in O'Briensville, will be opening soon in Loveland with the same eclectic Italian menu. Twin Peaks is a sports bar with a friendly female staff. They've been working very hard to hire an engaging and talented team. It has been a lodge mentality, emphasizing cold beer, sports, hearty food, and good views. It's mountain-themed in the same way Hooters is owl-themed. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Opening in November, Twin Peaks is at 9424 Civic Center Boulevard in Westchester. Pep and Dolores, from the Thunderdome Group, Eagle, Bakersfield, Carito, etc., will open before the end of the year in a newly rehabbed building at the corner of Vine and 15th. It will be a casual Italian menu with house-made pasta, inspired by Joe and John Langney's parents. Catch a Fire Pizza, which started as a pizza food truck and is currently making pizzas in the busy Mad Tree Brewing, will open a freestanding, full-service restaurant in Blue Ash. Jeff Ledford, owner with his wife Melissa, has worked as a chef in restaurants like Jeff Ruby's and Red. The new restaurant will have a wood-fired oven, and they will be making more than pizza. Appetizers, steaks, fish, etc. There will be a full bar. They're working on rebuilding a structure almost from scratch. It was an old house with a building wrapped around it on Kenwood Road, just north of Ronald Reagan Highway. They'll probably open in the first few months of 2020. Another Broken Egg, Breakfast Cafe. It's confusing. There isn't already a Broken Egg. It's called Another Broken Egg. With breakfast and brunch, including biscuit beignets and lots of Eggs Benedict variations, will open on Westchester at 7701 Voice of America Center Drive. Tasty Pho and Crawfish Bar, Vietnamese and Cajun crawfish cuisine, will open a 3,000-square-foot restaurant at 7741 Tyler's Place Boulevard in Westchester. In Westwood, the second location of Nation Kitchen and Bar will open, and Ivory House, part of a revitalization on Glenway Avenue, is now hiring. Further down the road, Listerman and Bauer are working on a beer hall and German restaurant on 4th Street. Monica Williams, whose restaurant Just Cookin' was displaced from the West End by the new soccer stadium, will reopen in Bond Hill. Esoteric Brewing, with the attached restaurant of Say's Cheese, is under construction at People's Corner in Walnut Hills. Sycamore Distillery will open in the Millcroft Inn building in Milford. Nostalgia Wine Lounge has been announced for 1432 Vine Street. 3CDC's Bellin Project is an intimate space for drinking wine and listening to jazz. And now for the recipe this week. Salad, side, or main. This dish is versatile. Warm yourself from the inside out with kick and crunch and a crown of drizzled honey. Warm yourself from the inside out with kick and crunch and a crown of drizzled honey. Served as a simple salad or side dish, this recipe stands out all by itself. Stuffed into a crisp wrap of lettuce or spooned over nutty brown rice. However, it becomes a full-fledged meal that will satisfy for lunch and dinner. Make this mix your own by substituting or adding more of your favorite beans and vegetables, chopped broccoli, white beans, fresh corn, and bell peppers would all add delicious twists to the design. Roasted cauliflower, chickpea, and shrimp recipe. The ingredients are 1 head of cauliflower, 1 can chickpeas, 1 pound shrimp, 1/3 cup vegetable oil, 1/2 can of chipotle peppers, approximately 4 peppers and sauce, 2 tablespoons dark chili powder, salt, limes, honey, and cilantro. For the instructions, preheat the oven to 400 degrees. Drain chickpeas and place in a bowl. Peel and devein shrimp and place in a separate bowl. Slice cauliflower into quarters. Remove core roughly. Chop. Combine with the chickpeas. In a food processor, blend together the oil, chipotle peppers, and chili powder to a paste-like consistency. Pour 2/3 of the paste over the chickpeas, cauliflower mixture, and the rest over the shrimp. Toss to coat. Spread the cauliflower chickpea mixture onto a cookie sheet. Season with salt and roast until the cauliflower is tender, about 30 minutes. Remove from oven. Place the marinated shrimp over top. Season with salt again and place back in the oven for 10 to 15 more minutes, or until the shrimp is opaque and cooked throughout. Garnish with chopped cilantro, a squeeze of fresh lime, and a drizzle of honey. Serve warm. The prep time is 20 minutes, and the cook time is 45 minutes. The roasted cauliflower, chickpea, and shrimp recipe yields 8 portions. Tips and tricks. You may marinate the shrimp and cook the cauliflower chickpea mixture in advance and keep them both in the refrigerator. About 15 minutes before eating, combine the shrimp and cauliflower and heat until the shrimp is cooked. Be sure to wait to cook the shrimp until just before service, as reheated shrimp can taste rubbery. And now for Today in History. Today is October 27th. On this date in 1954, U.S. Air Force Colonel Benjamin O. Davis, Jr. was promoted to Brigadier General, the first black officer to achieve that rank in the U.S. Air Force. In 1954, Walt Disney's first television program, titled Disneyland, after the yet-to-be-completed theme park, premiered on ABC. In 1962, during the Cuban Missile Crisis, a U-2 reconnaissance aircraft was shot down while flying over Cuba, killing the pilot, U.S. Air Force Major Rudolph Anderson, Jr. In 1978, Egyptian President Anwar Sadat and Israeli Prime Minister Menachem Begin were named winners of the Nobel Peace Prize for their progress towards achieving a Middle East accord. In 2009, Michael Jackson's last work, the documentary Michael Jackson, This Is It, opened. In 2018, a gunman shot and killed 11 congregants and wounded 6 others at Pittsburgh's Tree of Life Synagogue in the deadliest attack on Jews in U.S. history. Robert Bowers is awaiting trial. In Caroline Hax's advice column, woman has no interest in shower for her rainbow baby. Dear Carolyn, I am happily transitioning into my third trimester of a rainbow pregnancy, a pregnancy after a loss. I don't want a baby shower. Like, I really don't want a baby shower. There are lots of reasons. I just moved into a new town, so no friends or family are within 3 hours of me. My family has been super generous with me my entire adulthood, and I don't want to take anything more from them, except for baby help, which I'll need a lot of. A lot of people receive a lot of superfluous stuff during baby showers. People are already gifting me their second-hand baby items, which I love and are in great condition. After a previous miscarriage, the idea of my pregnancy being the center of attention freaks me out. Am I depriving people who just want to celebrate? Am I just being a pill? Or is it being perfectly fine for me to just smile and say, I'm not going to have a baby shower right now, but I'd love to get together with you. From 6 months and counting. Your husband, family, friends, and co-workers, and any well-meaning others need to butt out. Immediately. So please tell your husband this explicitly, and ask him please to get the word out to others on your behalf. The pressure for you to say yes to a shower you don't want would be inappropriate under any circumstances, but it is particularly frustrating when you are clearly sorting through bigger emotional stuff. My condolences for your loss, and best wishes for a healthy birth. This has been Jack Gelia, reading for Suburban Cincy, and I'll see you next week.